Sean Wilkins, 39, wrote, "The rich life is about freedom. In my case, it allowed me to take 9 months off work and travel throughout Argentina, Colombia, and the U.S. And now it's allowing my wife to take a 6-month break from work to figure out what's next." Finally, Brian Dilbert, 32, wrote, "We were able to put 3 children into private school on 1 full-time income." All that said, I'll admit that I wasn't perfect. 10 years ago, I made 3 mistakes when writing the first edition of this book. My first mistake was that I didn't cover the emotions around money. I spent time covering the nuts and bolts of personal finance. I gave you the perfect word-for-word scripts to get late fees waived. I gave you the exact asset allocation that I use for investing, and even how to manage money with your partner. But if you don't tackle your invisible money scripts, none of it matters. Invisible scripts are the messages you've absorbed from your parents and society that guide your decisions for decades, and often without even being aware of it. Do any of these sound familiar? You're throwing money away on rent. We don't talk about money in this house. Credit cards are a scam. Stop spending money on lattes. Money changes people. You don't get that level of wealth without making a few shady deals here or there. The stock market is gambling. Student loans are a scam. In this edition, I'll show you what the most insidious, powerful, invisible money scripts are and how to beat them. The second mistake I made was being too overbearing. The truth is, you can choose what your rich life is and how you get there. In the original book, I did write about the different definitions of a rich life, but I didn't acknowledge that we might take different routes to get there. For example, your rich life might be to live in Manhattan. It might be to ski 40 days a year in Utah, or to save and buy a house with a huge yard for your kids, or to fund an elementary school in Croatia. That's your choice. But how you get there is also your choice. Some people choose the traditional route of saving 10%, investing 10%, and slowly working their way to a comfortable rich life. Others save 50% of their income and quickly reach the crossover point where their investments pay for their life forever. This is called FIRE, or financial independence, retire early, and I'll cover that later in this book. You choose your rich life, and in this edition, I want to show you different ways to get there. To do that, I've included lots of examples of people who took unconventional routes to create their rich lives. Finally, the third mistake. Let me just say that I've messed up quite a few things in my life. I've hired and fired the wrong people. I ruined my chance at a TED Talk by walking into the meeting unprepared. I was 6 feet and 127 pounds in my mid-20s, looking like a hairy Indian Gumby. But nothing compares to my worst mistake of all: writing the actual interest rates of banks in the original edition of this book. Oh, God. Here's what I wrote back then. Online banks pay a higher interest rate for savings accounts, about 2.5 to 5%, which would produce $25 to $50 interest on that $1,000, compared with $5 per year on the big bank savings accounts. The information was right at the time. The problem is interest rates change, which I forgot to mention. And in the years after the first edition was published, they dropped from 5% to 0.5%. Now, I assumed people would run the numbers and realize that the interest rate doesn't really matter that much. For example, on a $5,000 balance, that means your monthly interest dropped from $21 to $2. In the grand scheme, not that big of a deal. But when facing lower interest rates on savings accounts, readers got mad, really mad. And they took their anger out on me. Here are a few emails I got. "This book is a scam. Where are the 5% interest rates you talk about? What bank has 3% interest rates? Multiple question marks. And subject line, all caps, "Where are the banks you," with just a letter U, "wrote about?" For the last 10 years, I've gotten over 20 of these emails every single day. Never again. In this edition, I will tell you my favorite banks, but not